Hachette Audio presents Until We Meet, written by Camille DiMaio, read by Stephanie Willing and Steve Quinn. Chapter 1, September 1943. Margaret Beck closed the door of her family's narrow Brooklyn row house and rested her head against the wood. The black paint had peeled enough to reveal the whorl-like curves of its grain, and its faded color matched her mood. She slipped her hand into her coat pocket and pulled out the key, inserting it into the lock and turning it until it made the robust thunk that assured her that the safety lock had engaged. The sun had not yet appeared over the chimneyed rooftops, and her parents would not wake for another half hour. She was on the early shift at the Navy Yard today, and she hadn't gotten any sleep since last night. Worry was a poor bed companion. What had begun as a normal evening had taken a turn that left a pit in her stomach. Margaret had just sprinkled the dregs of their last box of Dreft powder into the water, watching as it fizzed into foam when she swished her hand around in it. There were no more to buy on scant grocer's shelves, purchases limited to 2 boxes per household, since the company's equipment had been recommissioned for Uncle Sam's use, and others were following suit. From now on, her mother would be making a paste of lye flakes and vinegar, and Margaret could already imagine the havoc it would wreak on their hands. Dottie had come in from the back entrance, and Margaret knew from the slam of the screen door and frenetic pace of her movements that something was wrong. Her friend picked up a towel and started drying the dishes with such force that the enamel was in danger of rubbing off. Margaret knew better than to ask what was wrong. Dottie would say so as soon as she was ready. The sound of the radio blared from the overhead bedroom, and the girls could hear Margaret's parents laughing to the great Gildersleeve. It was good to hear them laugh. There had been too little of it lately. But the merriment it gave her wasn't reflected in Dottie's face, as it normally would be. "Margaret," Dottie said, glancing up as if to make sure they couldn't be heard. She took a deep breath and exhaled in a nervous stutter. I'm just going to say this. Margaret set down the jadeite bowl she was holding. Dottie had been looking uncommonly tired lately, and Margaret feared that her friend wasn't getting enough to eat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?